witching hour.
Witching hour.
We hit the nail right on the head. Before I begin, ladies and gentlemen, I want to announce that December the 16th is the last day for the fourth quarter. Now, what does that mean? That means that all the business you wrote this last quarter, if you submit $30,000 in total for the quarter, now the 16th, it's not the calendar quarter. I've always in my head the calendar quarter, so I have to find out what this means. But if they changed a little bit, they raised it, I think, a couple of days. But that you get double your renewals, and that's huge. I don't mean just that book of business that you produce in this quarter, and the renewals are doubled in your profit. So instead of 5%, you get an additional 5%. It's such a great deal. Not to hit the 30,000 is not the best business decision you ever made. I mean, unless you're disabled or something like that, then there's nothing you can do about it. Because that's not just for 1 year. That's as long as that continual quarter stays on the books and renews, which we average close to 18 years decline. So you do the arithmetic. This is staggering numbers. And it was an idea by one of our senior partners many, many years ago, and it was a brilliant idea, and it made a huge difference in people's success and long-term planning. So please mark this down. If you're close, and even if you're not close, you've got till December 16th. Well, this is about a month. But let's see, today's the 19th or the 20th. I can't remember. 24th. I don't even know what the day is. Oh, it's the 27th. So you got basically a little better than 2 weeks. But we've had people do 10,000 in a week. I think Joel a bunch. Joel, what was your biggest week, Joel?
24,000.
24,000 in a week. In a week. I don't think he's left, but that's another story. That says a great deal. And you've had many $10,000 and $15,000 weeks. Is that a fair statement?
That is correct, yeah.
So, you know it can be done if you feel it's important to you. Because the only thing we do that put our extra effort in is what we believe is important to us. Or important to someone we love, and we want to make that thing work. So I wanted to pass that on to you because it's extremely important. And I wanted to just do a quick shout out that just a few of the people who kind of stood out this week. I want to share that Chelsea, as a new member of our team, almost 2,600 in business. Wow, you're just really launching a career just very, very nicely. And Joel, a senior partner, I appreciate it. Over 3,000 in Christian. Over 3,300, almost 3,400, and Mr. Banfield, and Adam Brink, and Eileen, and Amy, all of you, and many others, of course. I'm just giving you a quick overview of the productivity of those of us who are serious about being successful. You got to be serious about being successful. I see Betty's on. Welcome back from your, I think you went to Mexico, Betty. Did I get that right? Betty Hamilton?
We just got back from Jamaica.
Oh, Jamaica. Well, I was close. I knew you didn't go to Anchorage or Antarctica. I mean, I'm pretty good at that, especially at this time of the year. Anyway, welcome home. Welcome home. And you can always listen to the meetings on, what is that thing, on our my self-employed benefits, and we have them recorded up there. So if you want, because some of them, when you were gone, were just, wow, terrific. Or I like them anyway, so, and I think they're great. But I'm going to get started today because we have a lot to talk about. But again, just a final reminder, and hopefully somebody will remind me to remind everybody again before the meeting ends in an hour from now. Saturday, December 16th is the last full day to earn your double renewals. And even if you're a new member of the team, that really will mean a lot to you. Because it's really a magnificent thing. As the years unfold, the quarters unfold, and the years unfold, you will realize that you can double your renewal profits. And that's, as they say in Spanish, mucho dinero. That's mucho dinero in Spanish. That's much money. Anyway, here we're going to get started. I'm going to start today with Christian, a senior partner. Gentlemen, Christian, are you on, my friend?
Christian. I'm here, Greg.
Okay, good. How's your bride?
Fantastic.
Great. I'm going, as a senior partner, you really are a perfect example of what anybody who has the desire and the determination could do. I don't recall you having any business experience, marketing, sales, merchandising, distribution. You were a professional hockey player. You played for money. And if you get paid to play, then that's you're a pro. But you took that same discipline to be a successful hockey player, and you applied it to this business, and you became, wow. You went all right up through the ranks very quickly. You're now a senior partner, an equity owner, and hopefully this is just the beginning of another vision, because we're going to talk a lot about great goals make great people, because that is absolutely incredibly spot on. So, Christian, I'm going to read something to you, and I just like your thoughts. The caption of today's conversation in the newsletter, and before I begin, I do want to remind everyone, I received an email from Robin Sharma. I'm going to come out on the midweek newsletter. It's very special, very, very special. You will enjoy hearing it. You will enjoy hearing it. Going back to Christian. Christian starts out, says, great goals make great people. We're willing to change, because history and today's study, Christian, show that for each of us to have a healthy, happy, successful, and grateful life, we must use our courage to change our attitude to a commitment of, yes, I can, yes, I will, and I refuse to quit. Give me your thoughts on those thoughts, senior partner, exceptionally successful professional, Christian.
Well, either our fears in life dictate our activities or our goals in life do. It comes down to, what are we excited about? What are we no longer willing to accept in our life? And what is it that is holding us back in terms of, like, what are we scared of? Are we scared of the way people are going to view us? Are we scared of our reputation? Those are the things that determine where we end up. And if we're willing to change, and we're willing to go through the uncomfort of change, then we'll get different results. I think, you know, of course, change is almost like, change doesn't have a value necessarily, because change doesn't have to be good. Change can be bad. I think growth is change with a positive direction. So if we're willing to grow as a person, we're going to achieve more in life, more comfort, more prosperity. We're going to have a larger bank account. We're going to have better relationships. If we're willing to grow as a person, we have to examine ourselves. You know, where do we stand? We have to be self-aware of our strengths and our weaknesses, and then be willing to be humble enough to admit that we have, you know, areas that we need to grow in, that we need to improve on. And if we are willing to do that, then we're dictating, our lives are being dictated by our goals. If we can examine and properly see where we are in life, and maybe we're not satisfied with where we are, and we don't like what we're getting, and we don't like what we're seeing, well, okay, that's all right. The first step is acknowledging that and admitting that. The next step is being willing to go through the proper changes and the growth that is required to have new outcomes. If we always do what we've always done, we always get what we always got. And so change is an absolute foundation for living a successful life, because if you were living a successful life and you were happy with everything, well, you really wouldn't want to grow or change, because you'd be where you want to be. So if you want to change and you want something different and you want to go through the growth of it, then surround yourself with good people, like we talk about often. They're going to inspire you through the life that they're living. You know, you look at somebody who is happy most of the time, who has good relationships with the people in their lives, people admire them, they respect them. Well, geez, if you're hanging out with that person, it's probably going to rub off a little bit. And so all of this is to say that the process of change and growth, it is so rewarding. It is so rewarding. It's hard, it's difficult. But if you're willing to examine yourself, look yourself in the mirror, understand where your shortcomings are, and be humble enough to admit that they're because of you, and you take responsibility for them, and you allow yourself to be held accountable to the person you want to become, That's a great start, and you're on your way. So back to you, Jerry.
Well said. Excuse me. Very, very well said. I understand what you said, and it's so, you say it so succinctly, so spot on, because we have to be willing to change to become the best person we know we can be, our best self. There's no question about it. You were spot on. Yes, I can. Yes, I will, and I refuse to quit. Yes, I can. Yes, I will, and I refuse to quit. That's a huge change for many people. They only do what they want to do when they feel like doing it, instead of doing what they want to do because they need to do it, no matter how they feel about it. You're spot on. Absolutely correct. I'm going, and I appreciate your words. Words of experience and wisdom. Going to have our other senior partner, Joel Bunch. I just asked him a question because I was trying to get people to understand the power of getting your additional 5% bonus on your renewals. And I asked Joel his best week, and he told me it was $24,000, I believe he said. But he had many, many $10,000 weeks. And many of you on this call have had weeks of $10,000. But you've got to give in. You've got to give in to pushing yourself to that level of excellence by just doing what you need to do. So I'm going to have Joel share his thoughts on this. What we do to be the best self, we do it so that we will all do what we need to do regardless of how we feel about it. We have to do what we need to do regardless of how we feel about it. This is your excellence. As Aristotle said, your excellence is not an act, it's a habit. Your courage is never the absence of your fears. Your courage is your action in spite of your fears, said Ralph Waldo Emerson. Now, your courage, as Robin Sharma said, it's difficult at the beginning, a little messy in the middle, but it's beautiful at the end. If you've got the courage, which is the self-discipline, which is the determination, which is the passion to reach out and change, be better than your personal self at this moment. And everybody can do so. So I'm going to have, Joel, I want your thoughts on your courage is never the absence of fear, it's your action in spite of your fears. Because from your court of time, Joel, no one ever accomplished anything of substance, meaning, or value without determination and action, or as we know it as, attitude and effort. Joel Bunch, your thoughts on those thoughts. Senior partner, please.
Absolutely. I'm going to start off with an interesting concept. A lot of people think that the top agents, the veterans, the people who've been around for a while don't have fear. But the interesting part is it's impossible to have courage if you don't have fear. So kind of like saying you can't be an overcomer if you never had any adversity. Same concept. The people who are the best in this business don't have no adversity. Double negative here, but it's not like they go through this business without any challenges, with no fear, with no adversity, with no issues, nothing. That's incorrect. They go through the same fears, the same adversities, the same challenges everybody else goes. The only difference is they have the courage to do the right thing, and they have the self-discipline to do the right thing anyways. And that's where the better you can become at controlling yourself, the easier it is to control the rest of the world around you. And I think in our life, our generation is really set on everybody else has to change for me. Everybody else has to do something different to make me feel better. Everybody else has to, you know, be nice to me. Whereas I'd say the older generation was taught how to, regardless of what the world does, you rise above, you be tough, work hard, persevere through it, have the courage. And I think that's something that our kids are losing in this generation, is the ability to just rise above and push, press on anyways. And that's where, you know, a lot of the kids in this day don't want to get into the workforce because it's, quote, unquote, hard. It's, yeah, work is hard, life is hard, marriage is hard, but it's worth it if you push forward. So again, the best of the best don't have a lack of adversity. They just know how to push through it. They know how to have the courage to rise above. Back to you, Jerry.
Well said, Joel. It's handling issues that happen. It's not falling apart and falling to pieces. Unfortunately, when you're surrounded by people that have been there, done that, and are willing to support you emotionally and will help you, it's a win-win combination. But you have to play your role. You have to do your part. You have to be that man or woman to stand up and be strong and believe strongly in what your goal is. That's what.
Speaking of goals,
I'm sorry.
Sorry to not there, Jerry. Speaking of goals, I just looked it up and we have 3 weeks left in the quarter, including this week.
Including this week. So this is the week one of the 3 weeks. Is that correct, Joel?
That is correct.
Okay. If it were wrong and it's all Joel's fault. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you, Joel. I appreciate that very much. Please, it's so vitally important. Very, very important. I'm going to have a senior partner speak that because I've been with him 40 years and he is such an, 30 plus years, seems like 40. Brett Flaxman. Brett, can you hear me, sir?
I sure can, Jerry.
Brett, we've been together many years. And I saw what you did, and I saw what you're capable of doing, and what you continue to do to this day. And you've got huge renewals. You're very successful. I'm going to read something, Fred, and I'd like your opinion on this, your thoughts. It says, we must accept that there are certain things outside of changing ourselves that we cannot change. Every one of us can change ourselves, but there are certain things in the world we cannot change. But our courage, which is our action, that Joel just spoke about it, is your foundation and your guarantee of living a successful, happy, healthy life by always doing what you need to do regardless of how you feel about it. Regardless of how you feel about it, you do what you need to do because that takes courage. Your thoughts on those thoughts, Mr. Fred Flaxman, 34 years, I believe. With a dad 33 with a dad who's 91 or 92, works out every day and is in incredible condition. Your thoughts?
Well, when you started reading that, I was thinking of the audio portion of the newsletter. I wrote down a couple of key points that I put in my journal. And one of them says, if you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude towards it. You know, and really that kind of sums up this portion, which you're reading here, is that, you know, we are in control. You know, there's an unstoppable power that comes when you reject the antiquated ideas of defending the status quo and you embrace the inevitability of change. When you embrace that inevitability of change, it's going to happen whether you try to defend that status quo or not. You're going to be able to have the courage to accomplish anything that you want to do in life, anything. I mean, our parents told us all the time when we were kids, you can grow up to be anything you want. You can do anything you want. And they were right. Somewhere along the line, though, our society beat us down. It changes your concept of that ability. You know, people are always trying to influence your attitude to mirror their perception of the truth. But you know, the reality is that we are in control. And that's something that I think a lot of people fear, is that ability that they're in control. Because when you realize that you're in control and you can make the changes that you need to make, then all of a sudden there's nobody to blame. You've got to accept total responsibility for who you are and where you're going in life. And for the people on this call, that's something we all embrace. We look forward to that opportunity. So, you know, I agree 100% with this. It is a lot of outside pressures that are on us every single day. All this we have to do is just change our attitude. And that's really what a lot about what these meetings are for, is to help us to readjust that attitude so that we can embrace all the change that takes place. I'll kick it back to you, Jerry.
Thank you, Brad. I appreciate your thoughts because attitude is everything. There's no substitute. And when you have attitude and effort, with a positive attitude and effort, because you have a big goal. If you don't have a big goal, life is tough. If you've got a great goal, life is just really very special. It's strange, it's beautiful, and it's actual. It's a fact. Aristotle was not wrong 2,000 years ago, and science today validates it. And you were right, Brad. You can do anything you choose, make up your mind to do. Whatever your mind can conceive and you believe, you can absolutely achieve. Another senior partner I like to call on, because this is a leadership call, is Sylvia. Sylvia started, she's been in the professional sales industry for many, many years. It started with us a number of years ago and really focused in on excellence, her excellence, leading the field, being out every day, making calls, helping other people. And then she got involved in leadership and started working with other people and brought other people into the business family. So Sylvia, as a senior partner and the first female senior partner of our organization, and we're very proud and we'd like to have many, many more, it says this. Sir Winston Churchill, happens to be my hero, said the empires of the future are in the minds of the men and women today. All you need to accomplish your empire is for you to use your greatest asset, which is your courage and your attitude. Because your courage, again, is never the absence of your fears. It's your actions in spite of those. Your thoughts on those very profound words from one of my great heroes, Sir Winston Churchill. Sylvia.
Well, thanks so much, Jerry, for your kind words. And one of the other things that Sir Winston Churchill said was never, never, never give up. And so...
Excuse me for interrupting. Do you remember when he said that?
No, it'd be in the 1940s during the war.
And when the Blitz. And he said, whether they come by, you were spot on, whether they come by sea, they come by air, they come by land, we shall never, never, you get know what he said. I interrupt, I apologize, but you were spot on with that quote.
Well, if you decide to build an empire, it's going to take courage. You can't one day just say, I'm going to build me an empire, and it's going to look like this, but it is important for you to say, I'm going to build an empire, and it's going to look like this, and for you to spend time in building that vision and building what it looks like, what kind of person are you. And the only way we get there is through the thoughts we think and the feelings we feel, and all of that leads to the actions that we take. If you're thinking negative thoughts, it's going to be hard to have positive action. We've got 3 weeks to the end of the quarter. You've got a choice today. Are you going to just give up and say, oh, I probably won't get it? And if you're going to do that, then you might as well just say, I won't get it, because you're probably right. But you also have that ability to dig in and say, I'm going to give it the best I've got. And I believe that if I do the right job with the right attitude, I believe it can happen for me. And if it doesn't, I will at least feel good that I've given it my best shot. But if you give up now, you're going to feel crappy for the next 3 weeks because, oh, I didn't even try. Oh, I didn't even try. And that holds with you. And so what's the worst thing that can happen? You miss the mark. What's the best thing that can happen? You don't miss the mark. And there's all kinds of stuff in between. But the one thing that we know for sure, in order for you to truly maintain that positive attitude and feel good about yourself and what you're doing, you must try. Otherwise, that little monkey mind will be itching and niggling at you, and then you'll go also go into doing other things to cover up or try to hide that negative feeling. Whether it's food, drugs, alcohol, whatever it is, but you will then, the quality of your actions will just slide down instead of being the best version of yourself every day. Do we get every quarter? Very rarely. And that's okay. The thing is, do we try every quarter? That's the key. And regardless of how afraid you are of failing, just keep in your mind the joy of success. And you'll be surprised what the universe brings you. Back to you, Jerry.
Well said. I really appreciate that. And there's one thing, caveat, if I may, to add to that quote that you said. During the Blitz, ladies and gentlemen, this is where the Allies had not gotten involved yet in the war. And it was very difficult. It was early 40s. And London was being very devastated,
totally devastated. And they were in serious trouble. The Lend-Lease Act, which means the United States and Canada lent England ships and boats and plant, whatever they could, because we weren't in the war. The Allies weren't in the war. And that's when Winston was able to say on BBC that even though it was a tough, tough battle. I mean, people were spending most of their time in the railroad tunnels, subway tunnels, because the bombing was consistent. Whether they come by land, by sea, by air, we shall never, never, never. Powerful stuff. It took an entire country and revitalized them, re-enthused them. And that's what passion and dedication is all about, whether it's one person or 100 million people. Well said, Sylvia. Very, it's profound what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to have Adam Brink, our second senior partner, our first senior partner, I believe, in the company. Adam, can you hear me, my friend?
Sure can, Jerry.
Okay, Adam, try to keep it under 3 hours. I'm just kidding. Adam has an incredible propensity and a great talent to keep us all suspended and keep us all enthralled with great conversation. Is that a fair act? Is that fair, Adam? Am I correct?
Absolutely, Jerry.
All right, here we go. It says this, Adam. Courage and success, which is one's attitude and effort at anything, are absolutely connected. Courage and success, which is one's attitude and effort at anything, are absolutely connected. There is absolutely no other way to be healthy, happy, successful, and grateful without your positive attitude and your courage, which is your actions over and over and over and over. That definition was defined so brilliantly, we talked about it 2 weeks ago, by Angela Duckworth, and she's the author of?
Grit.
Grit. So, Adam, I'm going to continue. You keep going over and over, keep trying and trying and trying until you are healthy, until you are successful using our business, which dramatically creates, from that point, your happiness and your gratefulness. Your reactions to those words, senior partner, Adam Brink.
Well, yeah, Jerry, like, you know, our ability to do something that we think is difficult is one of the major wells that we draw our power from. It's where we derive our self-respect, our professional respect, self-respect. When we, you know, having an attitude adjustment is one of these things that is almost universally, it's going to fall into a uncomfortable category when we're talking about, you know, recognizing and acknowledging that we need to work on our own attitude. That is a sobering realization. And yet it's one that we're all somewhat familiar with. And so to me, that ties together because it's most definitely something that when you work on your attitude, you understand intimately what it means to have something that you yourself think is difficult, and then in practice, you will see the effect. That's the one thing about working on your attitude, is that you will definitely, definitely see an effect. If you continue to do it, you will most definitely see the results of the alteration of your attitude, and you will see those, you know, those fruits all over your life, everywhere in your life. And so, to me, what this means is if we know what it requires in order to feel that self-respect of growth, that growth is that change that Christian said, but in a positive direction. So if we know what that feels like, we can sense that in other places in our life. We sense that in our career when there's things that make us uncomfortable. We know that's the compass showing us what direction we need to go. When there's things in our relationships that are making us uncomfortable, we know that that is, you know, it's telling us what direction we need to put our efforts and apply ourselves. And when we're talking about attitude, this interacts with all the faculties of our life. So it's one that is almost like square one. It's the starting point. If anybody here was, you know, seeing people on the call and saying, oh, you know, I want to be able to speak the way that person speaks, or I want to get the results that person gets, or I want to have the energy of that person. Virtually everybody's journey that has realized that level of professionalism in that faculty, they started with their own personal attitude, and in becoming better, that positive change, that growth, overflowed that cup and began filling another faculty in one place. And so to build and to fill up, to get better, to improve, to change, to grow in all of the faculties of life, that we basically need to start with ourselves. If we listen to the authors and the people that have achieved it, we have to start with ourselves, and that's really the way we see ourselves, our self-respect, and that starts with our attitude. And if we do that, what happens is we become stronger, we become more attractive, we become more capable and able of drawing people into our lives that can help us see opportunities and experiences that we may not have seen, and therefore we can derive even more opportunity for growth. And it's a cycle, but it requires us to change first. And that's the part that I think is most scary for most people, but it's something where when you do it and you don't quit, you guarantee that you find a different part of yourself. You guarantee that you find what you're looking for. Those are my thoughts back to you, Jerry.
Well said, Adam. You know, we've been a number of years now when you started. Also, I don't think you had any business experience with a briefcase in your hand and went out and said, good morning, my name is. And we all start at the beginning, and that is what made our company great. Everybody starts at the beginning, and it's learn the skills, because everybody has the skills, and have the attitude and the willingness to go after a big goal that you set, you will win big time, big time. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had people earning 7 figures a year. They became senior partners, of course, but it's all attitude and effort. Little goals, well, fine, that's wonderful, but it's a big goal. You got to be willing to step out of your comfort zone. Well said, Adam. I appreciate that very much. I'm going to call on, first of all, I know Ian Banfield. I saw him a moment ago. Mr. Banfield, are you on the call? Oh, there he is. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm on the call, sir. Yes, okay. Can you hear me, sir?
I hear you fine. You're a real inspiration to all of us, Mr. Banfield. You've worked so hard. You've won all the awards. You have another obligation, because we didn't want you to retire from that because of a huge retirement program. So we asked you to do, if you could do both. And you've done both brilliantly. I'm not saying that to build your ego and make you feel good. You've done both brilliant. Very rare, extraordinarily rare, what you've accomplished, because you have that incredible attitude and passion. So I'm going to read something to you. I'd like to give you your synopsis and your opinion on it. It says, PennCorp, now Landmark, of course, was started and built by men and women who wanted to make a better life for themselves and their families, then and now, and for their future, then and now. We're talking over 50 years ago. Men and women wanted to make a difference by providing and being of exceptional service to others. For over 50 years, we've continued to provide exceptional services designed for the needs of the middle and the high-risk self-employed. Give me your reaction to those words, and because you've called on customers, you've seen people that have been around before you joined the business family. Your thoughts, Mr. Ben?
Well, I think Adam really spoke to what I'm about to say. You know, realistically, what we are educators. But first off, we have to find our passion. Our passion is being able to be in service of people without fear. And you said it very well too, Jerry, but sticking to the basics. You know, harnessing fear. You know, for me, like, of course, everyone has anxiety going up to meet somebody new or opening up a new community. But sticking to the basics, and what I mean by that is by doing a presentation in your head before you get out of that vehicle, having a positive mental attitude is huge. You become magnetic, I have found. And then what that magnetism really brings is momentum. Momentum in this business is getting out of that and harnessing that fear, you know, and accepting that fear, is because you have great mentors and leaders that have already done this in the past. You want to surround yourself with good people and read good books? Get on these calls, because these are the people that are going out every day, servicing people with honesty, integrity, high principles, you know, following at first and then aspiring to become a leader themselves. You know, this business really, Greg always says it, like, you can't hide in it. You can't. You got to get out. You got to meet the people. And like you say, whether it's come, you know, through land, by sea, you never, never, never give up. And we're never going to give up because we have a positive message. We soldier on because we own a market. And when you own that market, it's up to you to bring yourself up into those higher levels. Whether you want to be an agent, you don't want the responsibility of, you know, guaranteeing somebody else's success. Well, that's a choice. And the choice is about any type of venture or new venture. You know, they're going to come with stumbling blocks. And if you're not making those mistakes, well, geez, you're not really growing. You're not really wanting to grow. You're inhibiting your growth because I still make mistakes. I try not to repeat them. But damn it, I forge on with perseverance and passion, and people can smell that. They can smell it. You become conditioned into becoming from, you know, unconsciously competent to this vibrant, like, passionate person, and people, you know, thank you for your time. I don't thank people for their business because it's not a guarantee that they can qualify. But by that professionalism, by that 100th presentation, you friggin' well know if this person can qualify, you know what I mean? At least somewhat anyways, you know what I mean? If they're as tall as they are wide, they're never going to get a program from us. That's common sense. But common sense in this business is to understand that, you know what, you can call a Christian, you can call an Adam, you can call a Joel Bunch, you can call a Gerald Weiner. And you know what, damn it, you're going to get the answers that you're looking for if you don't have the answers to that question. You know what, people really appreciate, you know, people being humble and also, too, being grateful for what you have and not letting those next fire sale come out, because that's exactly what happens to people when they go down. Their income stops. It doesn't just slow down, it stops. And we are that shining light or the facilitator to guarantee that they have an income if they can qualify. And having that grit, Jerry, that you spoke of earlier, you know what I mean? I love fear. It keeps me sharp. It, in my other venture, you know what I mean? It's the basics. Sound that floor. Get in. Do what I got to do. It's no different when you go down dirt roads or make U-turns. The result is the same. It means that you're going home safe and you've got a piece of that financial pie that's going to last anywhere from 18 to plus years. I've met clients that still work with Jim Mitchell, as we spoke about him earlier, that have been paying for like 30 plus years. Talk to John O'Keefe. Every door, every store, every floor, and I'm knocking on every damn door. That right there in itself will always get you at least your 5 presentations a day. You might write one, you might not write a damn thing, but that's part of the business. It's that perseverance to get up the next day with that positive attitude, whether it's a gray sky, sunny, or snowing, or what have you. But what we do every day means something, and it pays dividends in the future. And if you're willing to aspire from mediocre to iconic like yourself, you know what? It's a choice. And the choice is going and fighting the good fight, soldiering on, and becoming the best individual that you can be, for not to mention personally, because everything breaks down by communication. But if you can add your communicational skills, and this is a platform. This is a platform for you to say exactly what you mean. And sometimes, like in my first couple calls, Jerry, I was tongue-tied. I never knew, like, I wanted to aspire. But I knew I could by surrounding myself with the Christians, the Adams, the Daves, the Jerrys, the Cuddles, the Gregs, the John O'Keefes, the Joel Bunches. I can go on and on and on. But this call is really what excites people and should mitigate that fear. Harness it. Own it. Go back to the basics, and you'll always get a piece of that pie. So I'm going to take it back to you, Jerry.
But what we need to do is have a meeting to help Ian get it more enthusiastic, because what passion. And you've had that passion since you called me on the phone many years ago when everybody was at the President's Club and you were trying to help a young lady, and and she just couldn't qualify for other reasons, and but you wanted to help her because she was self-employed and was really very, very special. So thank you for your dedication, your loyalty, your professionalism, and your excellence, because you give it your best all the time. And you can't be better than your best, but your best gets better all the time. It's amazing. I'm going to have Jack, who's done such a wonderful job with us. Jack, how are you feeling?
Better now. I had a stomach bug for a couple of days, but I'm feeling back to normal.
I see. Okay, well, no more burritos and all that sort. I'm just kidding, Jack, just kidding. Anyway, I'm glad you're feeling better, and because you're so important to yourself, your family, and to being the best you can be, because you really believe in that. You worked out. You're an athlete. You're a professional in our business. You try very hard to meet all the qualities of being one's best self. So, Jack, I'm going to read something, just giving your opinion on it. We're running a little short on time, so brevity would be greatly appreciated. It says this. Now it's been over 50 years, we've continually led the field, it being in most cases, the only financial safety net for the blue and gray collar self-employed, if and when they become disabled on or off the job, and their own doctor says they're disabled and can't work. We have never lost our passion, and Eon Banfield is a perfect example of passion, because he believes so deeply in himself and why he's doing and his why, his purpose. We've never lost our passion for providing excellence. Give me your thoughts on how important that statement is, that we are absolutely the quintessential of companies that work for helping other people, self-employed, have an income when they can't work, and that our passion for excellence and providing excellence has never waned. Your thoughts on those thoughts, Jack?
Sure. So I will try and keep things tight. One of the first thoughts, and I often reference this in the field, to be willing and able to go out, find people, and have a conversation about this, you kind of have to have the best of something. It would be very difficult to walk up to a prospect and say, hey, Mr. Jones, let me show you the fourth best disability. They'd obviously be interested about learning about the other one. So our willingness to go out goes hand in hand with knowing that we are bringing the best of something to someone who is in dire need of that service, whether they're aware or not. And our responsibility is to educate them on the importance of the service before it's a need that cannot be met. Because that's when life gets really difficult. If you cannot meet your needs, life becomes to the point that it becomes almost unbearable, and that's what a disability does to a self-employed person. When they have no financial safety net, they cannot afford to pay their bills, what are they left with? Well, we go over it when we do the blocks of life. You have savings, you have your spouse, you have investments, and you end up having to liquidate assets. And those don't last as long as people expect them to when they have no means to replenish them. So having an outside source of income is why we are so passionate, to know that we're bringing the best option to provide that outside source to people when they cannot generate an income for themselves. There's a responsibility to the actions that we take and the attitude that we bring to the people when we are out bringing it to them. If you are lackadaisical and not caring or not excited, not passionate, or not confident in your ability to help someone, you're doing them a disservice. Because if you have the best of something but you don't seem confident in it, they're not going to be confident in it. There's a disconnect between the quality of the product and the quality of your actions. So you have to show up with the same level of the same impact as the product carries. Otherwise, the product isn't going to resonate with the person. There's going to be a sense of fear, and they're going to miss an opportunity to protect themselves when potentially nothing else would. So be passionate about what it is you're bringing. Understand the value, and understand that as it's been proven, stated, and I hope that many people are starting to see, if they're going on the field, if they've ever done a comparison, we have the best disability in the country. Whatever negative feeling the prospect may have had about insurance, 99.9% of the time, it wasn't us. And if it was, it's because they didn't understand their product. So go in with confidence and understand you are helping them get through a difficult situation that they wouldn't be able to get through without us. So back to you.
Thank you, Jack. Absolutely spot on. That's one of the reasons why we've continued to grow, because we refuse to compromise the quality of our product. We won't do it. We refuse. To whatever ends, we insist on excellence, the best of the best, the quintessential, the top product, because we know when you have the best and you give them great service, the customers stay with you longer than any, they stay with any other company. It's just the odds have always worked out. Ruth, I'm going to call on you. I'd like you to share your thoughts. If we could keep it tight, I'd greatly appreciate it. I'm so proud to know you, be associated with you, and proud of you for all you do to help other people do so well for themselves. You really give yourself, of yourself, to so many people. It's just an amazing, wonderful experience. Ruth, I'm going to read something here. In fact, I'm going to jump ahead on the newsletter because I think this would be a great thought for you to share your thoughts. It says, we have known, Ruth, for over 50 years now that every person who has great goals will be very successful with Landmark simply by making five presentations a day. And I don't mean simple to do, simply by making five presentations a day, which will equal 20 for the week. Simple but not easy. It takes a lot of effort. Having a great goal helps keep each of us having a positive attitude almost all the time, gives us the determination to stick with each prospect for at least five closes and learn how to close on emotion. Give me your reaction to those words that I just shared, the multi-talented Ruth Bomber.
Hi there. Can you hear me okay?
You're coming in like you're sitting right next to me, Ruthie.
Very good. Well, you know, the most important thing about a goal is having one. I think maybe somebody named John O'Keefe might have said that once or twice. And having that goal is your why for doing this in the first place. It's why you get up in the morning, and it can be very different for every one of us. But as Sylvia always says, spend time with yourself and figure that out. And there's nobody that can figure that out except for ourselves. But there's lots of help along the way to get to that. If you have a mindset that you're of growth, if you have that tenacity of grit, it's simple to do five presentations a day when you say it. But it's not simple when you look at all the things that can come your way each and every minute of a day that can throw cow patties at you, and you got to jump over them. And so the most important thing that gets us through that is what Simon Sinek says, your why. And so if you have a goal that you want to achieve and you stick with it and you do what needs to be done, then you know, and that's what you said how you started that, you know, it's not a guess, it's not a think, you know that success is guaranteed by doing that. All that was simple is that. Well, it's not easy to do five presentations in a day, every day, which calculates into 20, but it's certainly doable. And if you can do it once, you can do it twice. And if you can do it twice, you can do it on a consistent basis. And you strive to that goal. And because you strive to that goal, you know that in 5 years, if you want to have whatever it is, that you should be able to have it. In 10 years, if you want to have or be or go wherever it is, because you set out that goal today, and you put a timeline on it, in 10 years from now, I'm going to travel the world, or whatever the case might be. I'm going to have an organization of 14 people under me. You know, it can be anything that you want it to be. The only thing that limits us is the size of our goals. Because if we have the goals, whatever they are, not necessarily the size of our goals, the strength of our goals, The strength of our goals comes from breathing life into them, from spending time with them, from having a piece of paper in your pocket that's got a monetary value, or having something in your shoe that, you know, it kind of, you can feel it once in a while and it reminds you, oh yeah, I've got that goal to do today. And it just helps you to motor along through your day so that you can achieve those things. And I know you asked me to keep it tight, so I'm going to leave it at that. You just spend time, make your goals, spend time, do the simple thing, regardless of how you feel, and you'll feel really great about it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ruth, very, very much, because I know you speak from the heart, and you've always operated that way. You care, and you show it, and you produce and perform at all levels of life with that wonderful feeling and wonderful attitude. I just think it's very special, very unique. I'm going to call on Chelsea because she was brought in by Ruth, if I'm correct, and there's a strong relationship there. But I'm going to read something to you, Chelsea, and because we're so proud of your launching your career and what you're doing. Last week you did almost 2,600 in business. It says this right here, Chelsea. Can you hear me, first of all, Chelsea?
Loud and clear.
Loudly and clearly. Okay, very good. Loudly and clearly. Two adverbs. Being a happy, healthy, and successful person is the creme de la creme, which in French means the creme de la creme, the best of the best, the cream of the crop, the cream of the cream. By appreciating life every day and being grateful for all that we have, an amazing company structure for each of us to achieve our great goals, living in one of the greatest, if not the greatest, countries in the world, and being surrounded by people who really care. Your reaction to those words, Chelsea?
Well, I had the privilege of being a guest on President's Club, so that is a really, and meeting all of the people who were at Landmark, that was a really big part of why I wanted to join Landmark. And, you know, that energy from Ian Banfield and him talking about what are my goals and we're going to get you there. And with that kind of support and, well, these calls are everything as well. And once you start having a little bit of success and you see that you can do it and you just want to, that is a big motivator to keep getting out of that car and I might as well try and I'm not going to know if I don't go. So being surrounded by all these people and it's just been building me up every step of the way when I have these little successes and I want to go on to bigger successes and it's a really good driving force. All right, I'm gonna pass back to you.
Well said. You brilliantly said from the heart, and your effort and your results are validating it. So I think that's great. Amy, I'm going to ask you to share your thoughts on something because I think you're really beginning to really deeply understand what you're able to really accomplish without going through all the vicissitudes of the emotional struggles, that you're focusing in the right direction of being the best you can be every day of your life. Now, I could be wrong, but I think I see you three times a week, and I can hear it in your voice, I can hear it in your passion, I can hear it in your delivery. So I'm going to read something to you, and just give me your thoughts on this. We'll keep it tight if you possibly can. It says this. Great goals gives us the courage and the ambition to every week do what we need to do, even what mood we happen to be in. Great goals gives us the courage to never use excuses or blame anybody, but take full responsibility for what goes wrong and be willing to give the credit when things go well to other people. Your reaction to those words, Amy?
Yes, those are powerful words. This call excites me. And accountability, great goals. My passion is service to others, and my goal is bringing the very best to those that need it. And putting my five in each day ensures that I do meet those that need it. And yesterday, you know, we're all on this call. We're all having a great morning. We're all here. We're all safe. Well, one of my two of my clients yesterday, 8:30 in the morning, I get a call Sunday morning from the son. I work with the son and the dad. They have this program. And 3 weeks ago, not even 3 weeks ago, 14 days to be exact, I met with them at their home with their family, got the deposit and got the application signed. Well, now they're in the hospital. What had happened very briefly, and I'll just share, but this is the power of the service that we provide. And there was an explosion. The 16-year-old who works with them full-time like a man, they all work together, and the 16-year-old was checking out the furnace in the basement because there was a noise coming. Well, then the 23-year-old, who's the main client, he, for the son of the dad anyway, he heard the screaming, ran out of the shower, grabbed a pair of underwear, and then had to carry the 16-year-old out of the house because the whole furnace exploded and shot them back against the wall. Well, then they go off to the hospital, a fire truck, the ambulance coming. Well, then they're in the hospital, and then the dad, they call him on the way with the whole family. They're out shopping. The dad is just beside himself with the house on fire and the son in the hospital burnt. Well, he goes and he gets to the hospital. He's trying to get to the hospital. Well, he ends up getting to a car crash. So, you know, then I go to the hospital yesterday morning at 8:30 with a couple of claim forms because they both are very badly hurt. So that is the power of the service that we provide, and that is the goal of getting in your five every day, because you're meeting the people that need this, you know. And then the most emotional thing was the mother in the hospital room. She was sitting there and she was quiet, and I could see the tears. And then at the end of it all, I just touched her arm and she just burst into tears, and I had to leave because it was just, I said, you call me if you need anything, because this is passion and service to others, and I'll throw it back to you.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. What we do has power and meaning and purpose and value. And you never expect to hear these type of stories, but they happen. They happen. And if you're in the business any length of time, it'll happen to one of your clients. Not supposed to, but it does. You know, and it's unfortunate and sad, and it's emotional hurt, financial hurt. It really makes a difference in people's lives in what you do. And I know it affected you, Amy, and that was a powerful story. And I hope you feel comfortable in sharing it to prospects, and hopefully anything can happen to them, because it hasn't. Well, that's why we call it an accident. It's completely unforeseen. I pushed a button here by accident. Can you help me out of this? I don't know what I'm doing here. I pushed the wrong button. Excuse me for 1 second, please. Oh, did you get? Okay, thank you. Guys, I was so moved emotionally. I was just nervous reaction that I pushed the button. Anyway, thank you for your thoughts. And it was very, very powerful. I'm going to ask Eileen, because Eileen, first of all, thank you for the business, and thank you mostly for your growth and your appreciation for the service you're providing. I mean, I'm going to read something to you, and just give me your thoughts on it. Can you hear me, firstly?
Yes, I can, yeah.
It just says this. To me, this means a lot, but it's how you react to it. Yes, we will change. We will change what we need to change, but we will change for the better as people, because we begin very quickly to see our world as a wonderfully unique environment to continue to grow as a person, to practice all day, every day, integrity, principles, honor, and respect. Your reaction to those words as a professional, as a successful woman who's launched a new career with the Landmark family?
Well, there's always room for improvement. And anybody who thinks there's not has a couple issues they have to deal with. but there's definitely change is always good as long as it is for the better. And I think that if you have your goals in mind and the leadership, and like last past weekend, I got a chance to meet like Adam and Ian and Peter, and it was great. And I said to my husband when we left, and to Christian, you know, it just makes me want to work that much harder. Everybody I've met in Landmark so far and haven't met just through these calls, they're so positive, and they're so, you know, they're so encouraging, and it means a lot to have that. And I think that seeing those people and even just hearing them talk on the calls, like they're so wise. They can talk so well and speak to people with so much meaning that, you know, that alone, I just want to be able to do that at some point in time and to be able to talk with that kind of power behind me, I guess, is what I get from it. But I think that, yeah, there's always room for change. And I think that if you have your goals in mind, you're obviously going to change for the better. So I'll throw it back to you, Gary.
Well said, well said. I like the statement. I'll just add a little bit to it. There's always room for improvement. That's the key. Then we are all capable of being the best that we can be. And if you continue to strive for that level of excellence, all of us together, our level of excellence becomes even higher. In other words, we just softly and gently, our standards get stronger and our visions get bigger and our dreams get greater and our goals become phenomenal. And this is how people build great empires. And I'm going to have Betty share her thoughts. Welcome back, Betty, from your trip to Jamaica, I believe you told me. Betty, we're short on time, but I need to hear your thoughts on this. Great personal goals give many of us the courage to sometimes even want to be a leader of our company to earn an equity ownership participation. Our great goals help us become wealthy by doing every day what needs to be done and doing it regardless of how we feel. It gives us the courage and the ambition to even bring other people into our business family who we know we'd like to help and see them accomplish their dreams and goals. Betty, just give me your thoughts on those thoughts. Betty Hamilton has done a wonderful job in such a short period of time. Betty.
Well, thank you very much, Jerry. Definitely the commitment in the business and seeing how teams grow is definitely something that I would like to see for myself as well. Knowing that we have the integrity principle and honor going out and doing what we do every day is so makes you feel warm. And hearing Amy's emotional story this morning just proves the fact that what we do is a good thing, and going out and talking and making sure that our clients are protected. And I hope I answered your question. I'll throw it back to you.
You're muted, Jerry. You're muted. You muted yourself.
I'm so sorry. I just said, Betty, I think that was what you just said is wonderful. It's from the heart. And it's nice to have a person who came into our business because her husband was a client, and you're doing so well on your own volition and your own vision and your own dreams. I just think that's just special, just very special. And so the comments today were profound, they were impactful, they were from the heart, because we have focused our energies for over 50 years in helping people do all these things with their life. It isn't easy at the beginning. Nothing is. Raising a family, giving birth, from what my wife has told me, all these things are difficult. But the rewards and all these things that go along with it are just amazing. And if you're willing to let us help you help yourself lift to that next level, if you don't want to do it, to lift to that next level, that's okay. But what a waste of a beautiful life. A beautiful life is such a marvelous thing to not take advantage of all the time, and especially when you're fortunate to find good people that will support you. Never try to take advantage of you, never hurt you, never mislead you. We'd give you nothing but support and vision and dream and help you achieve it. Ladies and gentlemen, it was a great meeting. I appreciate it so much. I thought your thoughts were profound. We've got, as I think Joel said, 3 weeks, including starting today, to earn that additional, whatever you're missing, additional 5%, whatever you're short on, the $30,000 for the quarter, go for it. Just go for it. You might be pleasantly surprised. Thank you all. We'll see you all. And you're going to be really pleased with Robin Sharma's email he sent that I'm sharing it with all of you, and that will be coming out probably Tuesday evening. Take care. Have a beautiful day. Take care. And, you know, if you need anything, just a phone call away. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.